Okay, so what I wanted to share with you today is a real interesting set of circumstances and a topic that some of you may have been seeing it, parts, bits and pieces on KGMB or Hawaii News Now. It's about the Radford High School. But my topic is it includes the Radford High School track and field area and the Makalapa Elementary School. But it has all of those things are related. But there's some things that went on that are going on that really it confirms what, again, not that I'm in a told-you-so mindset always. It's just that when I tell you, these are things that I'm learning and becoming familiar with, that the state government and the federal government, as far as locally here, have some very serious issues when it comes to upholding the law, enforcing the law, and regulating and being equal or equity in the enforcement of the law. Some people get fined millions of dollars for spilling molasses, and then when you really look at the deal, it's really not a fine. Some people run boats ashore and all of those things, and then some people believe that we get nonprofit organizations to run the government. And so what's happening is a bit of, this is an opportunity where I'm going to try and share with you what I've found and what I've seen. And this one also, not just Radford High School, but it involves the State Health Department, the State Department of Education, the United States Navy, and just come right out with it and tell you that if you're the little man, you're going to get screwed. And if you don't have a good lawyer, know a good lawyer, or you're in the end game or been donating money to the system for campaigns for protection, I don't think it's campaign money. What I've come to learn, it's protection money. You're actually paying the legislators for that. Some say, well, it's just to get favors. But no, it also is a bit of protection. And kind of sound like the Chicago's area, right? But I think Honolulu can give Chicago some tips on a bunch of this stuff. So the State Department of Health issued a notice of violation, and the writing isn't clear, but I'm assuming it appears that it's June 24th, 2015. And they issued a notice of violation. And in that violation that they issued, it was claiming that they charged several trucking companies for illegally dumping dirt, taking dirt that was contaminated to Kapolei. And they took that dirt, and the state is saying they basically knowingly or they took it illegally from Radford High School and transported it to Kapolei and to land that is being developed by D.R. Hardin. And the contractor for D.R. Hardin is Royal Construction Company. And Royal Construction Company is also being charged in this charge of notice of violation. D.R. Hardin was not mentioned in this so far that we see. Then there was a property that received some of the dirt in Kaneohe in Haiku Garden, the plantation. And in that situation, no one was charged so far unless they going to do it later or hidden. You have to be careful when you're looking at the state records, and they purposely will tell you half truth, and if you discover their underhandedness, then they will come out and talk about it or do a press release. But unless you hit the nail on the head, you're not going to get them to disclose much. And so just as a start, from December 18th, 2013 to January 17th, this document says that the notice of violation, a total of 103 truckloads of waste in the form of contaminated soil were removed from Radford High School and transported to Royal Construction site in Copper Lake. Each truckload contained more than 1 cubic yard of contaminated soil. Now, if you read this, and if you didn't know any better, and if you didn't have the documents that I have, you would think, good for those drivers. Damn it, it's about time. We finally got them. But let me state up front to you, and you know how I'm like a dog chasing a parked car. I love to, because some truckers have shown that they will pick up contaminated dirt and dump it and do illegal things because there's a profit motive. But stop, dismiss that, what you've heard from me in the past. I'm a believer in environmental justice. I believe in justice, period. And I'm here to tell you that the truckers in this situation were unjustly charged. These are my opinions based on documents that I have recovered from the State Department of Health, here office, and the Solid and Hazardous Waste Branch. And I'm going to try to walk through this in the next 2 hours and share with you. And you might go away with the same opinion. If not, I understand. You must be a politician. But these truckers were charged. So was Royal. Charged. And MEI, the contractor, was charged. And the state makes it sound like everything was perfect. Now, you might, later on, if you want to call in, but not right now, but do you think that a person working and driving, picking up dirt and transporting to another location, if they don't know, why should they be charged? Well, anyway, it goes like this. The Department of Education, who is also charged in this document, the Department of Education has a construction going on and hired MEI company to do work at Radford High School. And MEI then hired Alu Trucking, or paid Alu Trucking, one of the main trucking companies that was charging this. Alu Trucking then contracted with the other companies. And some of the companies feel that they don't want to be named, but I, when you're trying to explain to the public the details, and it's a shame that they're afraid that if they speak out, they're still going to get screwed. But they don't understand. They're getting screwed already. But when you're getting charged for something that basically, and I'm going to put it on the line here, the reason, in my opinion, based on the documentation that I've recovered from the State Department of Health's office, the same entity that is charging and have brought charges from against these truckers and this contractor, is the same people who I got these documents from. And these documents say that they should have never, ever charged. Based on the documents that I have, and they haven't produced any more, I asked for all documents related to the sampling and to the transport and to all and the charges of the notice of violation related to this. All documents. So what I got is supposedly all documents. So if they withheld something, tough on them. We believe in free speech and free conclusions. So MEI contracts with Alu. Alu then goes to Royal Construction Company and talk to them, and we'll go through their actual documents. I was able to receive their letters that they responded to the state and explain to the state how they got involved. There was no money exchanged from Alu Trucking and Royal Construction. Now, that's, I wasn't there, so I'm only repeating what was provided in their response to the state's query or questions. So the state, based on that, knew that they did not have anything to do. They didn't do any sampling, the truckers. They wouldn't have had any reason to do the samples. They were told the material was clear. The documents now, unless there's some verbal communication going on, unless the state is holding a document and hiding it, and I'll say give 1% attention to that because they are capable of lying to you, depending on the circumstance. But in this case, Alu went to Kapolei Royal Construction and said, "Do you need dirt?" And Royal says, "Of course." Royal is doing the work for D.R. Horton, and they need field dirt and what have you. So the trucker, Alu, according to the documents recovered from the state, then subcontracts with these companies, Kuana Trucking, Extreme Trucking, and we'll name the other in a bit here, and they began to haul this material. And they hauled this material to these locations. And one, and also to BYU. And BYU one is an interesting one that we're going to talk about because in the charging documents, the state health department does not mention anything about BYU, even though they know that two truckloads went to BYU. But they can't, they produce any sampling or testing of the soil at BYU. So my question is, why haven't the state, or why didn't the state charge BYU? They received it. They were charging Royal Construction Company. Why not BYU? And then the gentleman in Haiku Plantation, he received some. They didn't charge him. So these companies are MEI Corporation, Alu Transportation Service, Alliance Trucking, Kuana Trucking, Extreme Trucking, Hawaiian Western Transport LLC, and Thunder Trucking. Now, you might go away already deciding that they're guilty. I'm here to tell you that based on the documentation, they're not guilty. Not only are they not guilty, they're being set up and used to protect bigger names like the Department of Education, because you see, the Department of Education owns that land where Radford High School sits. The Department of Education owns the land and is responsible for the work and the job. They're the ones who hired the contractors. And so there is nothing that would say that these people knew that the soil was contaminated, the truckers, nor Royal Construction, nor, well, MEI, there's a little question there, but again, here's one of the pickles that MEI finds itself in providing work for the contract, trying to fulfill the conditions of the contract. There are conditions that if you stop working, there's a debate as to delay time, and all of that is up for grabs. And if you quit and without a real reason to quit or justifiable, then the burden is on you to pay, compensate the state, or the state compensate the contract, depending on who causes the delay in delivery of work or circumstances. And they have an equation and have sections in their contract. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm going to share with you, I recovered a document called the interim final, and please listen up. This sounds like scattergory, but I'm going to lay it out for you and show you that only a criminally minded person in government, only a person in government that is willing to lie, steal, and cheat and cover up for another agency would have behaved this way and charged these people. It shouldn't have never happened according to these documents. So here's a document by Gary Bignami. It's Hawaii Hazardous Substance Written Follow-Up Notification Form. The contact information was Gary Bignami. I contacted Gary Bignami, and he didn't call me back. He's the at the DOE, Department of Education Environmental Services Unit, Kalani High School, 4680 Kalani'ane Ole Highway, and in Honolulu. Mr. Bignami, and in this report, proceeds to say that, note, materials were encountered during construction activities. Asbestos, soil contaminants, arsenic, cadmium, lead, polychlorinated dibenzofluorines, and then chemical abstracts services, and we'll go past that. Lead in this document now. Now, they didn't say anything in this about UXO, unexploded ordnances, that were found there, or other gadgets or parts of unexploded ordnance used, mortar and what have you. So, 1218 Bignami reports, and this is a brief description of the release. Location, Radford High School. Chronology. 1218, evacuation during construction, excavation during construction of all-weather track encounters ash pit at northern end of the track area. They call it an ash pit, but what it is, it's an old Navy dump site in the Makalapa Crater. And they dumped and salvaged and dumped and many things in that area. And also was a dump in that they burned stuff. And so burning would have dioxins and furans, and they are very deadly to human beings. And you don't see anything in here where it talks about barium. Barium was found in there at high levels, and we'll talk about those. So this report is a chronological report provided by the Department of Education. 12-20-2013, suspect asbestos-containing materials identified in ash pit. DOE Environmental Services Unit contacted. ESU dispatches Bureau of Varietas to site to sample suspect ACM asbestos-containing materials and to assess site. One multi-incremental soil sample was collected, consisting of 30 increments randomly distributed across the decision unit, and we'll call that a DU. 12-21-2013. Suspect ACM bagged and stored on site. Other excavation continued with excavated material stockpile. Now, folks, remember now, these truckers are being charged, and Royal Construction is being charged for participating in this violation or contributing to this violation or committing violations. But they find, the contractor finds asbestos and then isolates it and continue to work, not doing a formal notification to the drivers or anyone. Then 12-21-2013, suspect asbestos containing materials bagged and stored on site. Other excavations continued with excavated material. With other excavated materials stockpiled on site. 12-1-2-2013, they made this wrong. It should have been 2014, 1-2-24. Now, pay attention to this one because this is critical. You don't hear anything about heavy metals yet, do you? But meantime, they've discovered asbestos. And they continue to dig. They isolate. They continue to dig. And in the process, these folks are still trucking this material. And in the state's charging document, the NOV, the state says right clearly that these, they went out of their way to say from December 18, this is important, December 18, 2013 to January 17th, a total of 103 truckloads of solid waste in the form of contaminated soil were removed from RHS and transported to Royal Construction's construction site in Kapolei. Each truckload contained more than 1 cubic yard of contaminated soil. Now, this is the State Health Department put that information in this charging document. But you see the report that the State DOE Education Department is filing. It doesn't say anything about contamination yet. So 116, now we're back, we're into January 2014 now. 116-2014, preliminary soil samples results received indicating no reportable levels of contaminants. But just 2 weeks prior to that, on 1-2-2014, asbestos testing results received indicated off-white fibrous material tested positive for chrysotile asbestos. Soil samples testing results expected. 1-8-2014. So once again, you don't hear any heavy metals, but they found asbestos. So you would think they would have just stopped the job there and don't allow any hauling. But they allowed hauling to continue, and they allowed to dig. Then, on again, 1-16-2014, preliminary soil sample results received indicating no reportable levels of contaminants. Double talk. Which is it? One day, 1 week, they're finding positive samples of asbestos, and 2 weeks later, they're declaring there is none, when in fact there were. Request 1-21-2014, request to Bureau of Varietals for guidance on reporting requirements. 1-23-2014, guidance for Bureau of Varietals received that asbestos-containing material was present in reportable quantity. 1-23-2014, on that same date, odd debris materials encountered, suspect unexploded ordnance discovered in future 18-inch drain trench, West Track Inn. 1-23-24, call placed to Phoenix Grange at DOH here office. Not one of these entries say that they notified the truckers that they have found asbestos, that they've found any contaminants, that they've found unexploded ordnances or parts associated with mortars and what have you. But they're charging the truckers, and they're charging Royal Construction as if they are complicit in this. Now, unless they have some documents that they withheld, they didn't declare that they withheld any documents. So if they have the missing puzzle, missing piece of the puzzle, then that was to say they're further trying to cover up and wrongfully prosecute these truckers and Royal Construction. So DOH on the 24th, 2014, and keep in mind, you haven't heard anything about heavy metals yet or contamination. Mercury, lead, arsenic, barium, have you, in this whole process. But they say 103 truckloads that they're charging with started from December 18, 2013 to January 17, 2014, being trucked. But you haven't heard, they haven't found, taken any samples that confirm these heavy metals. But they're charging the truck drivers. So DOH here on the 24th, contacted Phoenix Grange regarding finding to date. DOH here advises to call 911 for evaluation of ordnance. Honolulu Police Department evaluation found no item of concern. Hickam Air Force Base EOD evaluate site. Suspect 3 to 4 inch mortar fuse sections located, extracted by Hickam EOD and sent to Army Schofield Barracks for disposal. DOE Construction Management Section shuts down all work. Issue stop work directive to contractor, MEI. Site trenches barricaded and secured. This is the first time that they've put a stop on the work, substantial stop, where they said because of what we found. But again, where does the drivers have a role in this? They don't. They're just pulling up and having their trucks loaded, and they have no participation in digging and sampling. They wouldn't know. And in fact, If I were the drivers, about right now, I'd try to find me the best lawyers. I'd go to Gallagher or somebody and said, look, we know that asbestos through these reports that Cox has found and recovered, there's asbestos there, and here are these reports. It can't be disputed. And they knew that they had, at a minimum, discovered asbestos, but didn't tell me. And then they put it in my truck, and then I drove it away. And then they even know that at least one ton had contaminated materials. So they knowingly placed in my truck and withheld that information from me. I didn't have the necessary garb or mask or the apparatus to protect myself, and I damn sure wouldn't have hauled asbestos loosely like that. I would have made you wrap it up as required by law. But that's a lot of dirt, so you probably wouldn't have been hauling it unless you had a certified truck and hauling and driver and all of that. But that didn't happen. So the state sneakily went and charged these drivers. So then the stop work order was issued. On 1/24/2014, Navy NAVFAC provides map showing Makalapa Crater GSA remedial investigation work plan site adjacent to the encompassing part of the Radford High School campus. DOE Facilities Development Branch on the 28th, Services Unit, Construction Management Section, MEI, Bureau of Varietals, School and Navy personnel have site meeting to review situation. Bureau of Varietals data from 12/23/13 reconnaissance soil sampling. Now, please listen to this, folks. This is more, you see, explaining the cover-up and the wrongful charging of these drivers and of the truck owners. Now, we're up to 1/28/2014. The state is citing these people for driving dirt from the 18th of December to 2013 to January 17, 2014, and for hauling contaminated dirt. And apparently, they don't care if they knew or not. But here, in January, the 28th of January, 2014, they still haven't made a formal declaration or disclosure that they have contaminated heavy metals or dirt contaminated with heavy metals. But on the 28th here, they all meet, and then they began to explain, by the way, the information becomes available revealing presence of some heavy metals. Imagine being those drivers. You don't even know what's going on. Even a year practically goes by, and then in the mail you get a document that says you're being charged $20,000 or whatever the amount is for violation. It was total combined with everybody is about $1,400,000. But you're a trucker and you've been trucking this material, and you finish the job, and then that's in 2014, 2015, in January you finish, you're done, of 2014, you go by your way. Go on your way and doing whatever, running your business. And then you get a notice in the mail that you're being charged for a crime and that illegal dumping and illegal transport of chemicals and contaminated dirt. And nobody's told you that it was contaminated. And to add insult to injury, you now got to sit there and go, I also learned that there was asbestos. But they didn't, even in this charging document, did they know there was asbestos. So imagine getting that in the mail. You're being charged, and now all of a sudden, they didn't ever tell you that it was contaminated. Nothing in this document say that they talked with the drivers, and the drivers admitted that they knew that heavy metals were in there. And you know why they couldn't say that? The state couldn't claim that? Because the state hadn't received any samples, and nor had the contractor had any confirmable samples. They took samples in 2013, December 20th, but now on a month, almost more than a month later, They then convene a meeting, and they then disclose that their samples reveal the presence of some heavy metals, arsenic, cadmium, and lead, and dioxins and furans above Tier 1 levels. DOH here directs containment, protective securement, and further assessment of disturbed area. On 1/29/2014, DOE, Department of Education, CMS directs MEI per DOH here to immediately secure the site, provide filter fabric containment, stake and sandbag site disturbed soils, install barricade fencing with orange construction fencing, install warning signage at prominent access of 150 to 200 feet intervals, reading, quote, construction area, keep out. MEI extracts large equipment not used in containment. Site ready for further sampling analysis by Bureau of Veritas. 1/30/2014, DOE accepts Bureau of Veritas sampling proposal for the site. Now, again, they're charging these drivers and Royal Construction for transporting and hauling contaminated dirt, but they're charging for a period that there were no samples or no disclosure or no findings that there were heavy metals there. The reality is they knew, the state health department knew or should have known, and DOE knew and should have known that this was a landfill and was a dump where they burned a lot of materials, and therefore you would have broken glass and furans and dioxins and barium and all of that. Barium is naturally found in the environment, quite prevalent in many places. But again, it's too much of it is not good for humans. So they didn't tell you that in their press releases either, by the way. So they're screwing the drivers, screwing Royal Construction. Now they've allowed this thing by saying nothing, by having no tests, no anything. Imagine you work buying a house at D.L. Horton's development and wondering, where is this dirt that was delivered, that was contaminated and delivered here? Did my house get built on this dirt? This is why I believe the state health department knowingly conspires and manipulates this to charge the drivers so that they could get the heat off of DOE's ass. And also, because the state health department, this is a formerly used defense site, a FUD site, and it should have been closed properly. And they know that Makalapa Crater is active. They're sampling it anyway. There's a cleanup plan going on. There's wells to monitor the impacts on the previous usage of this. So it's inexcusable what is taking place here with the state health department. And this goes back to my many comments and many occasions where I say they are as corrupt as you can get. They will lie to you. They will cheat you. And now we have documents here that say they will falsely accuse you to protect their brothers and sisters in government. Now, the Navy has a role in this, too, and we'll talk about that. But the Navy owned the property. And it was given back in 1957, Makalapa Elementary School and that property and those were given to the state and the city received it in 1962. But the state DOE manages both properties. And they know that it was a landfill. They know that contaminants. They know that rinsate of chlordane and dildrin and aldrin and insecticides, the rinsate was dumped over, not in that exact area, but in the Makalapa Crater. They know that. But again, it should not have come as a shock because the state is supposed to know this is a priority site. This is part of the Pearl Harbor Joint Base program and the cleanup, which is one massive contaminated pile of you-know-what. So, 1/30, DOA accepts Bureau of Veritas sampling. February 4th, 2014, MEI soils covering containment and site securement largely complete. Sampling conducted. Yet, they're charging, they don't have anything. They're saying these gentlemen carried this between December 18, 2013 and January 17, 2014, 103 truckloads. But here in February of 2014, they're still deciding how to sample it to see if there's heavy metals, because an earlier sample that they took in December 2013, they didn't disclose that to the drivers. They didn't stop the work. They allowed them to. So if you got a sample, and that sample was only disclosed in the 24th of January 2014, by then the bulk of this trucking was done. So to cover your butts, or their butts, the State Health Department has a responsibility too, folks, because they are the regulators. But as the typical fashion and typical fashion that they behave in, everything is minimized, downplayed. There is not one pile of contaminated nothing that you'll ever get them to look at it and make a true assessment and say to you, that's not good for the humans or good for the environment or good for nothing. They're going to always say, well, we need to look at it and we need to study it, but we decided that it's tier one, but we can clean it up or remediate it and we'll take it to PVT. Mind you, all of this went to PVT. Landfill. After the fact. So, 2014, MEI soils covering containment and site securement largely complete. The sampling was conducted on February 6, 2014. Navy provides unexploded ordnance awareness guide for track-related work. February 10, 2014, DOE contacts BV, Bureau of Veritas, to remove, dispose, cull asbestos-containing materials. February 11, 2014, asbestos-containing material waste removed to Unitech facility until disposal at PVT's landfill. Now imagine you being a trucker. All of this is going on in the background, and you don't know a darn thing about it. And you're driving this stuff down the road, violating the law, because if you're not certified and this is contaminated soil, you're in essence not only just delivering stuff illegally as the state charges you, you're creating more problems, and then you're exposing yourself to these contaminants. You know, dust, ingesting it, breathing it, getting your cab dirty. So 2-12-2014, DOE Facilities Development Branch, Navy Bureau of Veritas, and school staff meet, review the status. Navy acknowledged site is former military waste site, and they will play a role in evaluations and cleanup. Media into which the release occurred or is likely to occur. So the date of the release, material first encountered was 12-20-2013. Work stopped 1-24-2014. So why on earth did the state charge the truckers if the engineers and the contractors and DOE and the Navy didn't stop them and tell them that this was a landfill and that this was, they've burned materials there over the years and that there could be anything that you could think of in there as contaminants, and that instead, you charge the drivers, and you in the time you're charging them for committing the violation, you don't even yourself know what contaminants were in there. So how could you hold the State Health Department, hold the truckers responsible for violating and trucking and transporting contaminated materials when the contractor hadn't taken samples and the DOE hadn't taken samples to know that it was contaminated? But you see, probably more than likely, this is the way I believe it was going to play out. And we're going to write the governor, and I'm going to write a letter to the governor spelling out that I believe in the interest of justice and from an environmental justice standpoint, these people are wrongfully charged and that they should be immediately, this be withdrawn, and the real culprits in here be hunted down, fired, prosecuted, and jailed. it's a conspiracy, folks. You don't lay out something like this because this charging document, a little background. I went in and asked the state while I had a copy of this in hand, this notice of violation. I had received one. Someone provided, leaked me a copy. And I'm standing there asking the state people, I'd like to see a copy. Can you get me a copy of the notice of violation charging the truckers and whatever? Oh, I don't know anything about that. Really? And these are people that are key in the actual issuing of this and the drawing of this. No, I don't know. Do you know if we have, this is, they're looking at one another. Do we have a notice of violation? Well, yeah, you do, because in there I'm told part of the violation that you're charging the drivers with is that some of them took some soil to Kaneohe to, I don't know. They look at one with this blank, open stare. I don't know. Do you know anything about, no, and so I tried my damnest to get them to just admit. And then finally they said, well, I said, well, look, I also understood that there were asbestos on the site that was discovered. Well, I think so, but we really don't know. Now, we really don't know, but they've already started charging the people for lead, cadmium, and barium and all of those things that they were contaminated soil they were transporting. But they don't know anything about the asbestos and, you know, with the puzzling look at me. And so you stand there and you say, how can you do this? So I ask them, are you going to charge the Navy? Well, we're working on that. Hey, are you going to charge D.R. Hardin? Well, you know, we're going to look at that. We're going to do an investigation. We're going to charge them. They're going to get theirs too. Really? Are you going to charge Royal? Well, you know. So I left there that day without them. They said, well, we can't give you a copy of the notice of violation because if we give you a copy, what happened, we sent them out to all the drivers, the trucking companies. Two of them didn't receive theirs, and one of them went to the wrong address, so we'd rather not give it. Now, all of a sudden, they're admitting, and in an open part of the conversation, there isn't. They don't know anything about a notice of violation. Later in the conversation, they do know about it, but they can't release it to me because they would rather have all of the truck drivers to receive their copy, and they would receive their notice that they received it before they would give me one. So I left, and we did a news story that day, that same day on KGMB of Hawaii News Now. And the following day, the state releases a press release. Now, this is something they weren't going to be talking about, right? This is something they wanted to make sure that every truck driver and everybody charged got their copy before they went public. So they printed out a press release, distributed it, and you saw it in the newspapers. And this is what crooked people do, man. They go behind your back, and they're sleazy, and they do things that you just scratch your head and say, why would you lie to me? I'm only just trying to, on the RCRA and CERCLA, well, you're supposed to tell us, the public, and you're supposed to post it. And this situation is a fragile one. It's at the school, and then you're at new houses, so the financial implications are substantial. No, they just look at you and smile and then go behind your back and release a press release to get the media to say, the other media to say what they want to say, and then that's the game. Not one other media asked the question of, well, do you have the proof? And what's the background on this? All they saw was, hey, $1,400,000. That's substantial on behalf of the State Department of Health. We haven't seen many fines like that. No, because they don't have the guts to lie every time in this substantial fashion. Because eventually, you know, people that lie and lie and lie, they get caught. So in this case, folks, this is a cover-up in the worst form. But I think that based on these documents, and we're going to talk about them more in the next hour, because, and those of you that think we've overdoing this, it's important because this is a government agency wrongfully charging innocent people of a crime. Imagine now, their trucking company have been mentioned in the news. It's a formal document in court or in an administrative hearing. And imagine you trying to go and get a job to do trucking, and the person just saw that. You might as well call yourself the porta potty man or something, because that's about all you'll probably be able to haul. The state has successfully impugned and destroyed the names and the businesses of these people while they knew. And this is not a matter of whether they may not have known. No, they knew. They drafted the notice of violation in a way to cover their asses and conceal the fact, because they know unless the guys know what documents to ask for, these drivers would never know what to ask for to challenge. And DOE is not going to be volunteering anything, nor is DOH, and nor is the Navy. But they allowed the Navy to go to the Kaneohe property and clean it up. So why was the Royal Construction charged for receiving dirt? And why was the Kapaa Quarry Company charged for receiving concrete, yet the person in the Kaneohe Haiku Garden was not charged? Yet BYU was not charged. You see the cover-up? So we'll be back in about 5 minutes, and we'll talk, and we'll open the phones up for a bit and chat. So we'll be back. Thank you.
This very same place that we be at, passing through the same time. This land been a victim of countless crimes, from crusaders, mongers, to the present aggression, then the Franks, now even the cruel oppression. If these walls could speak, imagine what would they say. For me in this path that I walk on, there's only one way. Bullets may kill, bones may break, still I throw stones like David before me, and I say,
try not to cry. No llores, no pierdas la fe, la sé, la calma el que hace. Agua de la arena, y tú que te levantas con orgullo entre las piedras, has hecho mares de este polvo.
Yeah. I throw stones at my eyes. For too long they've been dry. Plus they see what they shouldn't from oppressed babies to thighs. I throw stones at my tongue, cause it should really keep its peace. I throw stones at my feet, cause they stray and lead to defeat. Couple of big ones at my heart, cause the thing is freezing cold. But my nuff's still alive and kicking, unstoppable on a roll. I throw bricks at the devil, so I'll be sure to hit him. But first at the man in the mirror, so I can chase out the venom.
Little boy, shining ahead. Just another kiss and out to get some bread. Not the first murder, nor the last. Again and again, a repetition of the past.
Since the very first day, same story.
Young ones, old ones, some glory. How can it be? Has the whole world turned blind? Or is it just cause it's only affecting my kind? If these walls could speak, imagine what would they say? Me, this path that I walk on is only one way.
Bones may kill, bones may break. Stand up on stones, David, I say.
Bones may kill, bones may break. Stand up on stones, David, I say.
Try not to cry,
time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now here's Carol.
And good morning again. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show, second half here, and discussing Radford High School track, the incident involving the charges of, by the state of truck drivers, Royal Construction, MEI, contractor, and DOE. And I'm calling it a cover-up in the worst way. The state health department is actually doing a dirty here. And I don't know if the people from Mississippi moved to this state to show how to set people up and falsely accuse them. But wherever they learned it from, they did a damn good job of covering it and basically ignoring common sense. You cannot charge, well, you can charge anybody, I guess, and especially in this town. Oh, and by the way, all this that I'm discussing, did I remind you that we're in a supposedly a Democratic-run government? Okay, I'm sorry if I didn't remind us that, because that's what I thought when I, you know, got up this morning, went to bed last night. I thought, oh, the primary people that run this is the Democratic Party, and so we're in a democracy, and people are not going to be falsely accused and charged and framed and harassed and what have you unnecessarily, right, consistent with the Constitution of these United States. But then, I'm sorry if I didn't let you know that, remind you where we are. But again, talking about this, they frame, I believe, that these truck drivers and those people that were charged in this notice of violation, with the exception of the DOE and the Navy and the DOH, the Department of Health should be prosecuted in this process too, and Matayoshi. Because let's look at some of the, I just took a little bit. KITV did a story in April of 2014, on the 2nd of April. Now, why didn't we hear any news stories between December 2013 and March 2014. Why do we have to wait until we know they struck asbestos almost the first day they were digging at Radford? That in itself is newsworthy because it involves taxpayers' money. There's going to be a need to halt work and what have you and all of that. That was newsworthy, and it had an impact, and you know, and the workers there. And so why didn't that make the news? Why did it just pop up in the news after the in April? So I just did want to get a feel for, you know, it's one thing to say someone's corrupt and crooked and a liar and a cheater. You should burden yourself with getting some facsimile of information or the facts. So first of all, this is a Joint Base Pearl Harbor document. And they're kind of a newsletter press, 4/14. DOE halts Radford High School high track field renovation due to soil contaminants. The Hawaii State Department of Education has temporarily halted the renovation of Radford High School athletic track field after the debris was found during excavation work and subsurface tested positive for contaminants. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 4 months, almost could be 5 months, because it's in December 2013 when they first discovered asbestos. But in this document here, this so-called press release, or it's an actual article, you would think the way they wrote it, it just happened. But in fact, they discovered asbestos way back. So, and then they continued to work. They isolated the asbestos, and they continued to work. And you'll hear later where they were also told not only just continue to work, go ahead and dig deeper and then fill it up with clean soil to cover it up. So this document says that the athletic field has been off limits to students and staff since the start of renovation in December. As part of the multi-agency effort to assess the area, all appropriate safety measures were immediately taken upon discovery of the debris. All appropriate measures. Well, I can tell you a couple measures they didn't take. They didn't tell the truck drivers, hey, this just isn't clean dirt here, guys, we're hauling. You need to have a certified driver. You need to have your trucks checked. You need to have the garb and the respirators and things, because this, and you must prepare this to transport it, because guess what? It has asbestos in it. So this is how government agencies get together, and you think you're dealing with Al Capone if you knew what I know, the willingness to lie, and they have all the instruments to put in place these phony documents or reports and news stories. And so the construction area in question is adjacent to a former disposal site, the Makalapa Cradle Landfill. It is likely the debris originated from past Navy disposal of construction waste and material dredged between the 1930s and 1970s. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but nature does not make asbestos into sheets and powder. It's in the form of kind of a rock or so. And so to suggest that this debris originated from past Navy disposal construction waste, yeah, but also they're sitting right on top of, they're digging into the landfill itself in a site where they've been burning. They saw that. So to say that it's, quote, adjacent, and Gary Gill used that also in his statements earlier to the to a media report. They also sent out a letter to the public, to the parents, saying, this is what, I was trying to get a copy of that letter, but I didn't. But again, it was, they were doing everything that was done here from December on was to protect themselves, the DOE trying to protect itself, the DOH protecting itself, the Navy protecting itself, and throw the rest of the guys out to the dogs. So It is likely that the debris originated from past disposal of construction waste and materials dredged from. You don't dredge asbestos in a coral, ancient coral formation. And you don't find asbestos in the form of tiles and whatever and crushed in basalt, volcanic rock like that in the form that man would use it. You don't do that. The DOE is working with the State Department of Health and the U.S. Navy to safeguard, study, and remove debris such as ash, asbestos, and discarded mechanical items found during initial evacuations. Excavation. Well, what kind of mechanical? You mean like possibly mines, possibly mortars, unexploded ordnances, fuses for mortars? Is that the kind of mechanical things you're talking about? You notice you didn't hear a thing about that. And then this gentleman goes on to say, I want to thank our partners. He's quoting Matteucci. Quote, I want to thank our partners in the Department of Health and the Navy for mobilizing efforts to ensure the campus is safe for our students and staff at Radford High School, Superintendent Matteucci. Now, if Matteucci is thinking that, I guess maybe we should learn from this, and maybe we should give everybody that's pulled over by a policeman in the future, get out there and say, Officer, thank you for pulling me over, and thank you for giving me this ticket, and thank you. You see, this is telling the cover-up. I'm not saying don't be polite, but to the state health department is going to drive you to the wall and you're going to be charged almost $1 million in fines for failure to do something and exposing people in the environment. And you're going to thank our friends? Damn, if we could just harness half of that thankfulness, imagine we'd have a peaceful world. But no, this is the cover-up. And then no mention, again, of the unexploded ordnance on her part. Our screening, Gary Gill, our screening tests indicate that serious soil contamination at Radford High School is limited to the excavated area at the field and track, stated Gary Gill, Deputy Environmental Health. The athletic field was constructed on top of an old Navy dump site that must now be carefully assessed and cleaned up. We found clean soil throughout the... That's that always let them off the hook. We found clean soil. Well, first of all, the chemicals, it was determined in January of 2014, the 23rd or 28th, that there was heavy metals in there, in the soils, and that unexploded ordnances and all. So why did it take them to be quoted in April of 2014, almost 4 months later. So, anyway, we found clean soil, and they say they temporarily closed it, was immediately contained, and results finalized on March 21st. Not true. They had samples, and the results of those samples, as I read to you, they even attended a meeting. All of them convened a meeting in January of 2014, disclosing that they had gotten analytical results back and there were high levels. But they don't talk about that. They didn't do any press release. They didn't do anything. So cover up, cover up, cover up. And so then that's that issue. And so then now, again, in the KITV, April 2nd, 2014. Catherine Cruz did a story and was quoting, quote, they did exactly that. What, first of all, but not long after Cruz began digging up the field and going about 3 feet below the surface, they began to find metal objects, and that made them wonder if it was a dump site. Really? If it was, you have to know that. It's only the ignorant people that don't do their job right would not know. They have a responsibility to know the land history because it was a FUD site. And you always got to be careful, and especially in the disposal site, because ship parts and destroyed ship parts and metals and fuses and mortars and all scrap metals and the shells would end up in that vicinity. Quote, they did exactly this within 2 days, covered it and quarantined it, and they got experts in to start testing the soil. Right? Now, he's talking about something that happened in December 2013, but he's being interviewed on April 2nd. But you don't hear Matayoshi and those folks talking about quarantining and all. They didn't say anything about the asbestos. They didn't say anything about the tests that show contaminated material. So health officials say, and this article goes on, health officials say they received the final report last week and as an added precaution tested both campuses, Radford and Makalapa Elementary School, for levels of lead. The final report, they knew that from one other final report again in January. Where was the fanfare? So, again, cover up, cover up, cover up. Caller, go ahead with your comment or question.
Yeah, knowing that these soils were heavily contaminated with dangerous toxins, are there any ongoing studies of all the student athletes who utilize these fields and the teachers and coaches to follow up maybe for 10 years if there's any after effects by being exposed to these products? And second question, maybe more important, is what's happening with the ongoing, or if it's ongoing, investigation with your assault? Is the FBI involved, since it is involved with civil rights violation and so on? I haven't heard anything about any news about that when you were assaulted. People know who they are who assaulted you, so it seems that is another one of these cover-ups, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay, well, thank you. Good question. And I say that this situation that we have at Radford High School and Makalapa is a love canal. It's Hawaii's own love canal. And for those of you who don't know about Love Canal, it was the illegal dumping and placement of many chemicals and toxins that became a problem. I submit that based on these documents, and at the time these documents were written and what have you, they wouldn't had no reason to lie. They had no motivation. In regards to the assault of me, I can only tell you, you to really get anybody to move on anything when you get assaulted in this town or anything, you would have to be a legislator and go down and get your ass kicked by a 14-year-old, and then the chief of police and the governor and everybody and all bodies will run down there and do an investigation. So I guess, as they're early on the show, they were saying Black Lives Matter. Well, I kind of question that in this town. So, they do know who it was. And it's a sad commentary because this kind of behavior invites violence, you see. If I was a man of a violent behavior, that who knows? But I'll trust that they are still working on it. But we'll just wait and see. And there have been some discussion, but that's about all that I can say to you now. But I guess if you interfere with the system, you'll be investigated in a hurried pace. Or if you're Micronesian, you might be, you know, who knows? Take your fish and put you in chicken wire or something, you know, whatever. But anyway, enough of that. But back to the real McCoy. So I got work at a hurried pace because, you know, there's so much to do, and this is a reality. There is crime within government. And if you mess with the king's crop, you get shot, hanged, skinned, drawn, pulled. But if you mess with the common man, then, what the hell? Just another day. Caller, go ahead with your comment or questions.
Oh, Carol, I heard your answer, but I wanted to make a comment.
Go ahead.
Since the investigation is probably beyond local authorities, have you been interviewed by the FBI? And secondly, it's not a case of white people assaulting a black person. It seems to me it's probably brown people assaulting a black person, just to be, not to make a joke of it.
Right.
But seems like the investigation should be on local authorities, which are corrupt, and this sounds like a civil rights type investigation.
Well, yeah, you would think, but remember, the common knowledge is, the common saying is that the wheels of justice are slow. Well, the wheels of justice in Hawaii comes to a crawl. So we'll see. There's been interviews and things of that nature, and I don't want to go out. And,
yeah.
But it should, a lot more should have been done. But we'll, in the coming months, we have some action plan.
Good.
So,
okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Anyway, I thank all of you for asking those questions, but remember, for me, doing what I do, it was an assault. It begs the question is, who gets first service and who gets investigated? That's what goes on in this town, and we're not going to haggle over it right now. But going back to the situation in Radford, so the contractor, MEI, writes to Department of Education on January 27, 2014, and he says on Friday, 1/22/14, MEI verbally informed Bob Purdy via Wayne Hodges to suspend all work at the Radford all-weather track. It was not made clear the overriding reason for the shutdown, but MEI assumes the suspension of work has been made in accordance with general interim conditions, blah, blah, blah. These items have previously been addressed through RF1. So the contractor is saying in January of 2014, hey, we got problems here. You told us to stop work, but you didn't give us any specifics. Why are we stopping work? Well, it was the asbestos, number one. But, again, the state health department, I got these files from their records, their files, and they went ahead and still charged the truck drivers in Royal Construction and the contractor for hauling contaminated soil, but it wasn't clear the results, and DOE was dragging its feet and didn't do any sampling. So pursuant to, however, MEI, they get engaged in talking about 5% allowance and the profits, and whoever slows the job down will end up paying something to that degree. All costs and time extension requests will be submitted to the state no later than 10 days. This is give you an insight why DOE was backing off and not pursuing this, because they didn't want to lose any money. If you find these explosives and you find asbestos and you find contaminants, it would put a halt to their job. So they don't want, so they put money in front of the health of the, and welfare of the children. So they go on, and again, these are documents that MEI responded to questions from the state health department. Wayne Hodges from DOE came to the site immediately following the phone notification of the rubbish. It was decided further testing of the site was needed. He notified Bureau Veritas, a DOE subcontractor, of the issue, and they scheduled a time in December 18, 2013, to examine the site and offer their professional opinion. MEI stopped all work in the impacted area, flagged the area in red caution tape and danger signs while awaiting further directions. DOE Bureau Veritas, the area uncovered December 17th through the 19th, now commonly referred to as an ash pit. DOE design consultant Alan Okamoto reviewed the request and offered his response to Dan Tyra. Now listen to this, folks. And the state is charging the truck drivers. and others. On December 19th, this is what Okamoto said to Dan Tyrell of the DOE. On December 19, 2013, the response suggests that MEI over-excavate 12 feet below the subgrade elevation specified in the contract drawings. Dispose of the rubbish, place geotextile fabric, and backfill the clean soil with clean soil. However, DOE neither confirmed Mr. Okamoto's redesign nor responded for the RFI request for directions. To date, RFI is still outstanding. Even when they identified some contaminants and took measures to prevent and probably would have put a halt to the job site, DOE, as I just read to you, did not act. Yet, and the DOH, Department of Health, has this document, but still went ahead and charged the drivers. And still went ahead and charged Royal Construction. MEI notified of additional directions again. MEI notified DOE. DOE hired MEI as a contractor. And DOE was notified by MEI of the need for additional direction, again, via certified letter received by DOE on January 14th, 2014. At that time, MEI formally notified DOE that all excavation work outside the ash pit area had been done in accordance with the project specification, and the remainder of the excavation and grading work could not proceed without formal disclosure of DOE Bureau of Varietal soil testing results, recommended disposal treatment procedures for hazardous material, and additional direction from DOE regarding the redesign and additional elevated safety protocols. At the time the letter was drafted, MEI had not been informed of what type of hazardous contamination existed in the soil being handled. Yet their DOE is allowing the trucks to come in and pick it up, even while their contractor is saying, we need to do some sampling here. And yet the state has this information and is charging the drivers. The following day, they finally issued a stop work on 129-14. So 2 months later, Gary Gill is bragging about a work stoppage that occurred and when. Caller, go ahead with your comment or question.
Yeah, I just want to comment about the origin of a lot of this, the probable origin of a lot of this stuff, and that goes back to the military dumping of all of the surpluses they had. And I used to go and research the primary. I love primary resources. Plus old clippings from even from newspaper editorials. This was like 25 years ago. I tried to get somebody to pay attention to what was probably under there because there was the materials were listed. Now this was some of it was investigated by called the special committee. I don't remember the name of it, but it was a special committee in the Senate because the people were just horrified at all of the surplus dumping that took place in Hawaii and, of course, other places, too, on the land and in the ocean. Radford campus was one of the places.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem with the surpluses was, you know, the military-industrial complex, where the military guys order tons and tons and tons of extra stuff because that puts them in the good graces of the profit makers. And so this comes from a lot of it, from the oversupply. And I'm talking about chopping up things from everything from building materials to brand-new Jeeps to just everything. And, of course, terrible poisons and things. So there were building materials and a lot of the things that were dumped in the ocean. That's a whole other story. And they got around this by using other forms and calling a surplus because they didn't want the powers that be that might be a little bit critical to know that the military made such horrendous orders for things that were just tremendous surpluses. And so it was a loophole that they found.
Mm-hmm.
And there were huge storage yards loaded with equipment and warehouses full of this stuff, millions of dollars worth of stuff, all to be disposed of. And they had what they called a salvage yard, and some newspaper guys went out to, and they got a guy from the Department of Interior, I think that's who he was, to check up on this stuff, and suddenly that stuff disappeared. Some of the guys and some of the primary resources that I got in the government documents was some of the military, you know, guys that were ordered to chop up and burn and dump and all that stuff. They were horrified, and so they testified. And I don't think I have that stuff anymore. I tried to get somebody to pay attention as much as 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that should be investigated.
What generally happens in these cases?
Yeah.
They will have land that they know is a formerly used defense site and is contaminated. So they, quite often, there are other sites here in the state, in other states, where they get the government agencies to take it. And because then the government can protect itself from certain things and certain requirements, while if it went into private hands, the state would be looking over the shoulder saying, oh, you got this is a military site. If you got this, you
well,
got
you get to play golf on their golf courses and buy things in their tax-free stores. If you, but I got to ask a question then, because I know gullies and military properties were also favorite dumping sites.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are... DOE schools, public schools, on military bases, mm-hmm. which is amazing because the state's paying for it while the military doesn't. So could the DOE, if they were honest about it, could they get some kind of, permission or something to investigate the contamination on, say, Hickam? I know Hickam and Schofield, there were huge dumping sites there. But if they're DOE schools, what's the connection there that the DOE could they demand that their schools get to check out this?
Oh, there's nothing to prevent them from asking and asking the legislators to create a legislation to get funding. But the state knows that the feds has money in hand, and that is why the thing called... Critical Removal Action, right? That is an action that is available, and they have lots of money in hand, but they only pop up. What you need to get things done right, you need honest people in state government, you need honest people in city government.
That's right.
And you need honest people in the federal government. But if one starts to lie, you'd be amazed at how state workers behave around the federal. You could have a federal employee dumb as a rock. But for some reason, the state worker looks up at the federal because it's federal. And so the product you end up getting is a Makalapa Elementary School. And by the way, if you want to go to Carol Cox Facebook, I've posted some pictures of where shards of glass on the playground and have been there for years since 57. They took dirt and put maybe three of the 6 inches over it to keep the children. And the children are playing in it. And also right adjacent to that is Ares Now. There's burnt metal, burnt glass.
Yeah, well, it just fits right in with what these documents were saying way back in 1945, just about as the war was over. They knew they had to get rid of this stuff. And so they chopped up Jeeps and even some parts of airplanes and all kinds of stuff like that. No wonder there's shards of glass. And
well, imagine, whatever the reason they put it there, it was also a landfill. And in the old days, they did a lot of burning. So these glasses that you see, the pieces of glasses and the wire and the spikes and all of that, you can see evidence of them being burned. So my concern is the dioxins and furans. But Gary Gill said, well, our screening... No, the screening was done by others if there was, you know, they did some sampling here and there. But again, how do you look for dioxins and heavy metals, but you don't see the broken metal in the top of the ground and the glass and the children are playing on tetherball in one area? But I've posted some pictures up just yesterday of the glass and the metal.
Yeah.
And it took me about 15 minutes to find you stand there and look at it and it's shameful. And it's on the playground.
Well, you know, I would think the parents would care. But one other thing before I leave, it's a little off that subject, but while I was just quickly digging out a few things for this call about the around Hawaii and other American-controlled islands, the 55-gallon drums of toxins, they're rolling around the bottom of the ocean with terrible poisons in them. Again, that was another, one of the military sewers.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of tons of our own military's chemical-filled bomb shells, hundreds of bulk containers of chemical poisons were dumped near Oahu's ocean floor. Mm-hmm. And in uncertain locations, but some of them they know were as near as 10 miles off our shores. There were 100-pound MK-42 bombs,
mm-hmm.
and between 5 and 10 miles south off the off from Waianae and off from Pearl Harbor.
Right.
But anyway, I want to hear your other callers and you, so I'm going to hang up now.
Hey, thank you for listening, yeah. And thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
All righty. Now, again, it's rare to find, you know, them with their hands in the cookie jar, and they left the door wide open on this one. And I'm hoping, even as a taxpayer, it's kind of strange. It's asking someone to shoot you in the foot. I think the parties, even D.R. Hardin, with the damage that are just the mere implications that fugitive, contaminated soil, and their property has been named, is in. I think that is millions and millions and millions of dollars. If not $1 billion in damages. That's just my assessment. But again, I was reading this document, and it goes on to show that Wayne Hodges from DOE came to the site immediately following the phone notification of the rubbish, and it was decided further testing of the site was needed. He notified Bureau of Veritas. And then, in turn, DOE design consultant Okamoto came in. MEI notified DOE the need to additional directions, again, certified letter. Nothing. Then the following day, he says that grading, entrenching, compaction, and utility work continued on the site awaiting DOE's response to the RFI, certified letter request for directions. So even though the person is saying, look, we found these things and we found this, we need to do some sampling. Do we want to continue working on this? Do we need some directions? DOE, boop, nothing. Where was Gary Gill? His people should have been out there monitoring this activity. They know what was there. So they go on and say that DOE, that excavation outside the work pit area had been done in accordance with project specification. The following day, January 29th, Robert Purdy issued a stop work order. DOE Bureau of Veritas subsequently sampled and tested portions of soil that had been delivered to residents and central equipment. For full explanation, during the week of April 30th, 2014, DOE advised MEI to encapsulate his yard per DOH directive for RHS. On May 5th, MEI fully covered all soil in the question of the residents. DOE, NAVFAC, and Navy were also on site to verify proper encapsulation to inspect extent of contamination. So imagine that group of people up there suing. Now, this is an interesting one here because they went in. The truck went into the site at Radford, and no one knows who authorized the truck to go in and take two loads of this contaminated soil to this area, to Kaneohe. It made two entries, and nobody on site knows what happened and how they got it. So, again, what was going on? On May 8th, 2014, DOE, DOH, and Navy, Bureau of Veritas, and Royal Construction met in Copper Lake to take soil samples and discuss. Once again, the drivers are being screwed and being charged, and yet here, May 8th now, 2014, months after they've stopped hauling dirt from Radford, the state still charged these truck drivers. So they met in Copper Lake to take soil samples and discuss treatment of Radford soil that had been delivered to Royal Construction, D.R. Hardin site, in accordance with project specification. On the direction of Robert Purdy, Jr., received May 15th, covered encapsulated Royal Construction stockpile. May 23rd, additional BMP's best management practices were installed surrounding the Copper Lake stockpile. So in response to DOH questions, how much was paid. Said that Alu had contacts with Royal Construction who informed Alu that they were in need of field material and that all stockpiling permits were in place. The clearing and grubbing material from the track in end zone D areas was scraped by MEA excavation equipment loaded into Alu trucks by MEI operators and equipment. And MEI paid Alu about a total of $25,340 to haul the materials from Radford to Copper Lake. No payment was ever exchanged between MEI, Royal Construction, or D.R. Harden. So the way the story plays out, and this is a formal statement to the state, the party, the contractor, didn't know that this was contaminated other than the asbestos, but no heavy metals had been sampled for and no results as of the writing of this date. So when DOH previously requested information on where RHS soil was disposed, the property was in, and Haiku included the list provided to the Department of Education. Other than BYU, this is this company's, and I share this with you to show you how the cover-up works. Nothing in the state records that I've asked for shows that the state has made a formal record. I questioned the solid waste branch, got documents. I've personally, in person, asked, do you have any sample results of the BYU? Do you know who trucked it? No, we don't. We don't know who trucked it, and we don't have any samples. Okay, if you don't know who's trucking, why don't you know who trucked? Well, it wasn't given to us. But if you look at the way bills that I received from the state health department, on those manifests, it tells who trucked it, how many truckloads, where it went, and the number of the truck. But no sampling. So this company, MEI, responded to the state under this question, and it said, other than BYU and the person in Kaneohe, D.R. Harden property, identify any other location of the soil from RHS transported. He also was going to take some to Pearl Ridge or one of those up in Palisades, but it was raining and it prevented them from transporting. So on January 13, 2014, MEI removed the geotextile fabric from the ash pit and continued grading the pit per verbal directions of Dan Tara of the DOE during an on-site visit on 1-6-14. We were told the rubbish would be encapsulated in place and that the material should be used as coarse fill under other areas of the track that needed filling. Now, I don't know what that means, but what it's suggesting is that the DOE told them to go ahead and dig into this pile of ash and this material, and the remnants of that digging, put it on the other areas. I don't know what this means, but again, the parties that should have been charged in this is this Navy and DOE. The other parties, unless they can show that these guys were behind the scene conspiring and knowingly transporting this material, other than that, absent of that information, then again, I submit to you that the State Health Department, on the advisement of the Deputy Attorney General, Kathy Ho, and as I was told that it was Gary Gill who said, go ahead. This was Steve Chang in a conversation with Steve Chang, the branch chief, said that Gary Gill said, go ahead and charge the truckers. See, this is why it's problematic when you don't have the expertise or the formal education and then you are elevated to a level where such decisions are necessary and you make the wrong call. And so in making the wrong call, it invites you covering up and lying and stealing and setting people up, violating their rights and falsely accusing them and subjecting them to a hardship financially. They're doomed. If I read this and didn't know the details as I have them, I would never hire a single one of those trucking companies. Because it says, the government says it, they were involved in illegal activity, hauling contaminated soil, dumping it in Kaneohe, and blah, blah. But the reality is they did not know, could not have known, because there were no samples taken. And so why is it that this process even take place? I'm suggesting that the governor intervene, the attorney general intervene, and say that we're going to retract that, rescind that. We're not in a fat boy Okuda fashion where we're going to fix a ticket, but to exonerate these people, unless you got some hardcore evidence, and even if you did now, this false accusation and false charges is just wrong. So in this document, Mr. Tara also advised that DOE had not told MEI to stop, and that they that any schedule impacts would be held against MEI for excavation delays. How about that? See the motivation for not disclosing and not stopping work and what have you? Money, money, money. The dirt from the, quote, clean area, end quote, area along the Everside bleachers was to be stockpiled for use as backfill behind concrete headers. Ash pit material was not required to achieve grade on the Everside track, so it was stockpiled near the monkey pod trees and covered with geotextile fabric. D.R. Harden Schuler Holmes, the property owner for Kapolei, when did they or Royal Contracting become aware of the contaminated soil? Well, delivery of the placement of the Radville School material was coordinated between Royal Construction personnel and Alu Transportation. Royal was aware the material was being delivered. However, at the time all hauling took place, MEI had not received any testing results or any testing company opinions that would indicate that the clearing and grubbing soils were hazardous. MEI, Alu, Royal Construction were unaware of the presence of contamination in the soils. Now, the state had this document, has it in the files, and still went ahead and charged the truck drivers and charged Royal. But I guess misery loves company, so if you want to protect Matsuyoshi and her wicked staff, then you just charge everybody, right? Kind of like the Mississippi slam. You know, just go get, solve this case, guys. Solve it. How do we do that? Go out there and frame somebody. Just pick up one of them colored boys out there and bring him in here and beat the snot out of him. And did you do that, boy? Did you rape that girl? Did you steal that chicken? No, I was at church. No, you didn't. Tell it. Put it right here. Did you do that? And basically, they know they have a group of men who some of these truck drivers are struggling financially. And you're taking a risk. You got insurance and everything else to pay. And then you will find yourself in a predicament like this. You understand? And I believe, as they say, collateral damages, and what I believe that it was a subterfuge on the part of the state health department and whoever advised them legally to go forward with charging these trucking companies. It should have never happened. And so, anyway, this thing with, we're going to cover more of it, and it's no pretty sight, folks. July 27th, there's some of the results. The DOE received analytical soil testing results from BV for one multi-incremental sample collected on December 20th. Keep in mind, as I said to you, they charged these men for things that they hadn't even gotten samples for. And these men were completed. They trucked all their trucking in between December 18, 2013 and January 7, 2014, 103 truckloads. And yet, on or about 27 January 2014, DOE received analytical soil testing results from BV for one multi-incremental sample collected on December 20, 2013. The results showed heavy metal contamination with arsenic, 43 milligrams per kilogram, cadmium, 26 milligrams per kilogram, and lead, 5,230 milligrams per kilogram, in excess of the DOH Tier 1 environmental action level. This analytical data confirmed that the soil in the northeastern portion of the site, where buried debris and uncovered contaminated material, and again, folks, it also had barium of 1,200 parts per milligram per kilogram. And I will submit to you, the lead was 1,200 milligrams per kilogram, mercury was 7.9, and all exceeding the DOH's Tier 1. And they had barium and all of the other things. And so, the state, once again, I think there needs to be house cleaning done. And nobody should have to deal with or fight or defend themselves from a rogue government activity, period. I don't care who you are. I don't care what the boundaries are, Mississippi, North Carolina, or now Hawaii should get the honors of being, because it's corrupt. The most corrupt Democratic state that I've witnessed. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better because they got their minions in place. And they stack things and they lie. And then don't think, I guess, they don't have much fear of Royal Construction. I mean, at some point you would think they would say, well, Royal has got a little money and they'll file discovery and they'll get an army of lawyers and we'd be put out. But I guess when you're in a cover-up mode, you're not rationally thinking anyway, are you? Because if you were, you wouldn't be in that predicament. But thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. And hang in there. Don't breathe the dust, and don't play on the parking lots. But go to carolcox.com and listen to the podcast, or go to Carol Cox. And tune in this afternoon at 1 o'clock on Channel 54. I have a video of the Carol Cox Show there, dumping on Hawaiians, and you'll get the rest of the story. Aloha and thank you.
We're having a party, dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. Popcorn's on the table, me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So, Mr.
This has been the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sunday.
Records playing, cause I'm having such a good time, dancing with my baby.
This has been the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sundays at 9 a.m. on K108. Tune in again next week, Sunday at 9 a.m. to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 a.m. KWAI Honolulu.